Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Diesel a little under the weather. He'll be back, not tomorrow, because tomorrow is Veterans Day, but he'll be back on Wednesday, hopefully. So hopefully you feel better, Big D. Let's see. I like this comment. Kane says bootleg football is the best football. Well, you know what? Unfortunately, Kane, it has to be, right? I mean, I don't like having to go that route, but you got to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do sometimes, and man, if YouTube TV and ESPN would just get it together, we wouldn't have to worry about it. But it is what it is. It's our Daily Wires, the top headlines in sports. The Green Bay Packers star pass rusher Micah Parsons will line up tonight against the Philadelphia Eagles. If you haven't heard about this aspect of the trade, this is really interesting. So the Dallas Cowboys went out of their way over the summer to ensure Parsons would not play for their division rival Eagles, at least not anytime soon, unbeknownst to everyone except the few who crafted the August blockbuster trade that sent Parsons from Dallas to Green Bay, was a poison pill condition that, according to sources involved with the deal, prevents the two-time All-Pro from playing for Philadelphia in the immediate future. So the previous unreported condition states that if the Packers decide to trade Parsons to a team in the NFC East, the Eagles tried to trade for him in the summer before being rebuffed, then Green Bay would owe Dallas its 2028 first-round draft pick, sources told ESPN. That is wild. I don't know if I've ever heard of that. A poison pill, I guess. Locally, over the weekend, Clemson defeated Florida State 24-10. Furman lost to Chattanooga 45-28. Wofford defeated VMI 52-10. And Catawba defeated Anderson 44-20. North Greenville defeated Shorter 35-33. Congrats to Nate Garner and those guys. North Greenville, under first-year head coach Nate Garner, will host the conference championship game this Saturday. In Tigerville, we'll talk to Nate Garner in the 5 o'clock hour about the big weekend ahead in Tigerville. In college hoops over the weekend, Clemson defeated Gardner-Webb 97-59. South Carolina got a win in overtime. A close one yesterday, but a win is a win. Furman lost to Troy 64-61 on Friday. USC Upstate defeated Southern Virginia 105-46. And Kevin Giltner got his first win as the head coach of the Wofford Terriers on Saturday, as Wofford defeated Milwaukee 86-76. Let's see, former LSU football coach Brian Kelly rejected two financial settlement offers from the university. His attorneys have given LSU's officials a Monday deadline to confirm in writing that they'll pay him the $54 million buyout that he's owed under the terms of his contract. Kelly, who was fired on October 26th, was in the fourth season of a 10-year, $95 million contract. I mean, what are we doing here? How idiotic do you have to be to give that guy a 10-year, $95 million contract? Goodness gracious. This is interesting. Detroit Lions coach Dan Campbell took over play calling duties from first-year OC John Morton this past week, and it worked. It ignited a dominant 44-22 win over the Commanders on Sunday. Campbell said he met with Morton for an honest conversation to discuss some changes last Monday, a day after that tough home loss to the Minnesota Vikings. Entering Sunday's game, Detroit ranked among the league leaders in total points per game, but was still struggling to find an offensive identity outside of those home run plays. Cleveland Guardians pitcher Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz were charged with fraud, conspiracy, and bribery stemming from an alleged scheme to rig individuals' pitches that led to gamblers winning hundreds and thousands of dollars, according to an indictment, unsealed by federal prosecutors on Sunday. The Burns Rebels are back in action this Friday night after a bye week last Friday night. Second round of the South Carolina High School League playoffs are here. Burns will host Rock Hill on Friday. The winner will play the winner of Dutch Fork versus Boiling Springs. And a very important note, the Burns game, Tolos, that typically airs on the Fan Upstate will air this Friday night only on our sister station, News Talk 98.9 WORD. Biggest news of the day, last one for you. The New York Giants fired coach Brian Daboll on Monday after the team blew another double-digit lead in Chicago on Sunday. That was pretty bad. It was the second time this season the Giants lost after leading by at least 10 points with under 4 minutes remaining. They became just the second team since the NFL merger to do that, joining the 2024 Seattle Seahawks. All right, Tolos, I've got the upset pick standings in hot off the press. I'll get them online at thefanupstate.com on Facebook and Twitter here shortly. We'll also get into a little high school football. What happened in round one this past Friday? If you want to talk a little high school football, you can get in at 844-326-3663. We've got Grayson Mann coming up in about 25 minutes and upset pick standings next.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.